Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Wildwood takes center stage for the Trump re-election campaign this evening. The president is holding a rally at the convention center. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden has a preview.
Why Wildwood? Well, remember last month when Congressman Jeff Van Drew switched political parties and joined the GOP? Tonight's rally is part of the political payback. Tim Murtaugh, communications director for the Trump re-election campaign.
There are millions of Democrats who feel disassociated from their party and how far left it has drifted and want to become Republicans and want to support President Trump this coming November.
Thousands of people have signed up for tickets. The plan is to have the overflow crowd watch the rally on large outdoor screens. The legal capacity for the convention center is about 7,500 people. Police are looking for a man who stole a backpack with $500,000 worth of jewelry in it at a Center City hotel. And sources say that backpack belonged to Sixers legend Allen Iverson. Here's KYW's Tim Jimenez.
The cops are looking for answers for the answer. Police sources say Allen Iverson's expensive jewelry ended up in the hands of a thief. Investigators say the backpack was stolen at the Sofitel Hotel at 17th and Sansom around 10:30 yesterday morning.
Where in the hotel the robbery happened and what the exact circumstances were, police have not yet said. They did release a surveillance picture of the man they're looking for, and you can see that on KYWNewsRadio.com. Right now, police are still looking for clues, and they ask anyone with information to give them a call. A Bucks County man and his girlfriend have pleaded guilty to setting off a series of explosions last year in Upper Bucks County that had people on edge for months. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
32-year-old David Sermon pleaded guilty to one count of possessing or manufacturing weapons of mass destruction and charges stemming from possession of child pornography. His girlfriend, 32-year-old Tina Smith, pleaded guilty to possession of explosive materials. As part of the plea, dozens of other charges were dropped.
Sermon will avoid state prison with a maximum county jail sentence of just shy of 1 to 2 years behind bars, followed by 10 years probation. Smith is sentenced to 4.5 years of probation. Both Smith and Sermon apologized in court, saying they never set out to hurt anyone. The prosecutor said with 10 years of supervision, they will be under a tight watch. Students and alumni of Lower Merion High School remember Kobe Bryant, who died in a helicopter crash over the weekend. Steve Meehan is a former student and basketball player who says Bryant was an ever-present, larger-than-life figure who never forgot his roots.
His presence was always there when we were playing, and he always came back. He never left the community.
Guy Stewart was a longtime friend and former teammate of Bryant who says he elevated everyone on and off the court.
On the court, he definitely pushed me to keep working on my game and do the best that I can to help the team. Off the court, he just, you know, he always kind of pushed you into being a better father, a better man.
Lower Merion started their school day yesterday with 33 seconds of silence. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.